Hey everybody, this is Matty V coming to you in with another episode of the Fattening America weekly podcast where I share with you thoughts, ideas, and different things that I've come across in my weight loss journey. Well, last week I did something that was inspired by just a couple of things. One was an interview that Michael Zapsik and Ming Chen did at the SuperCon in Florida. They did it with Priscilla Barnes, and Priscilla, as you know, played Terry, was it Nurse Terry on Three's Company. It was after Suzanne Summers had left, and after, was it Gina Lee Nolan left? But anyway, the interview went through talking about movies and this, that, and the other thing, and the subject of Twitter and Facebook came up, and she had mentioned something that her nephew or some young relative had said, yeah, I've got so many friends on Facebook and whatever, and you know, she says, well, are they really your friends or just people that you happen to connect with or something on the internet? She says, you know, out of those many friends that you have, or would any of them be willing to bail you out of jail? And then Ming popped in somewhere in the conversation and came up. Ming has like 33,000 Twitter followers, and you know, the same question popped up: when would any of those people bail him out of jail? You know, and so that kind of got me to thinking about the people that I have on my Facebook list. The other thing is after listening to that podcast, I started thinking about something that Seth Godin once wrote. And he talks about it, and I believe that he talks about it in his book Tribes. I have to go back through and listen to that again. I have Tribes. I remember I got it on Audible for free at one point. And I also have his book Lynchpin, too. But in Tribes, he made mention, and he mentioned it in his blog, too, couple of years ago, and it's something that stuck with me. And he postulates that the human that a human can only maintain meaningful relationships with about 100 people at a time, and those people are known as a tribe. Okay, any more than that, and the relationship tends to founder into a just an acquaintance. You know, there's no real meaningful connection anymore outside of 100 people. That intrigued me, and the more I thought about it, and with what Priscilla said and her podcast interview, I went through and I started looking at my friends list on Facebook, okay? And there were a couple of things that I looked at. And number one is who takes an active part in my relationship with them. Okay, who on average will like something that I post, or send me a message from time to time, or post a note, maybe adding on to something that I've posted. How many are actively seeking that relationship with me? Okay, that was the first criteria. The second criteria is, what do these people mean to me in my life? I mean, are they just somebody that I had a past connection with that suddenly found me on Facebook and we just kind of reconnected for a short period of time, passing pleasantries to one another, and then it just kind of faltered? Or is it something, again, goes back to number one, is it an active relationship? And the third thing I looked at is, what is my motive in keeping these people? And I say, what is my motive? Because something for me that has been my drive, and it really shouldn't be, is that of kind of like revenge, all right? You know, I've been teased, I've been made fun of, I've been humiliated pretty much all my life, you know. Wanting to have relationships with people that obviously don't want to have anything to do with me, that I'll go so far as to be humiliated just to be acknowledged, all right? And in one way, with some of these relationships, or some of these friends that I connected with on Facebook, is kind of, I keep them to, you know, once I do get to where I want to be, it's something that I can throw back in their face and say, ah, see, you know, I'm not worthless, I'm not anything that you ever thought that I was or said that I was, you know. And it's sick and twisted, you know. It's not healthy for sure. But I realize that, see, and that's the key right there, is I realize it. And so now I could do something about it. And one of the things that I did was I went from 95 people and I've pared it down to 60. So I've eliminated 35 people from my Facebook friends list, okay? Even though Seth Godin says that you can have meaningful relationships with 100 people at a time, those 35 people didn't meet the criteria for me to keep them in my life, therefore in my Facebook list. So before the night before I did what I call this a calling, I posted something that I was going to start cleaning out my friends. And if you don't see any posts from me the next day, good luck to you in the future. And that's pretty much it. So I went through and I cut out 35 people. Cut out a lot of the ones that I just cling to. Here's an example, okay? I kept some people from a couple of churches. The previous church that we attended prior to our current church, okay? Which was 3 years ago. Going on 3 years now. And then there was one person that I had kept from the church before that, which was 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, all right? I kept those people because I wanted them to see how good I was doing, kind of rub it in their faces a little bit, that, hey, you know, you shut me and my family out, you've been cold to us, you know, so that we had to leave the church. Look at what you've missed, all right? Now, that's pretty arrogant on my part, for sure, to think that somebody would really care. If they didn't care before, why would they care now? You know? That's arrogance, that's pride, and I seriously ask for forgiveness with that. It's, like I said, it was sick and twisted. It's not something that is great. One of the other ones that I deleted, somebody that I really honestly barely knew. I knew his name. I talked to him in all throughout my school career, off and on. I probably had maybe at the most a 2-minute conversation with this person. He was a popular guy. You know, he was a part of the preps, the preppy kids. He was into soccer and all this other kind of stuff. He ended up, when I connected with him, and I don't even remember how I connected with him on Facebook, honestly. I didn't seek him out. He may have sought me out, maybe. And that was just to... It might have had to do... have something to do with our 20th class reunion or 25th class reunion or something. 20th? 25th? I don't know. It had to do with a recent class reunion that I accepted the friendship thinking that, you know, things had changed for him and everything like that. He's a youth pastor at the local mega church. His wife used to be, I believe she was the head cheerleader back in high school. You know, really popular again. I remember talking to her a few more times than him. I had her in several classes. She laughed at some of my jokes. She didn't think some of the things that I said were funny. She was congenial, you know, but kind of standoffish a bit. But they must have connected at some point down the line. He went to school to become a youth pastor. She must have went to school for something, and then when they graduated, got married. This is how vague a relationship I had with this person on Facebook. I think they had 2 or 3 kids of their own, and then from the photos and everything, looks like they've adopted 3 more from Africa. So they got like 5 or 6 kids, something like that, all in various ages. She's got to be a stay-at-home mom, I would imagine. And he's a youth pastor at a mega church. So he must be making some pretty good money in order to have her stay at home and for them to feed and clothe all these kids and have a nice house and nice cars and be able to go on vacation and everything. But there was no relationship there. He never posted to my page. He never liked anything that I posted. He never sent me a message. There was no relationship. He would post pictures of his family. He would post things here and there on a fairly regular basis. Now he's posting pictures of him and his family on vacation and them going to Detroit Tiger baseball game and this, that, and the other thing, going to you know, Michigan State or University of Michigan football games, you know, all this stuff, just sharing with the world, you know, how wonderful and great his life is and everything. But it was one-way street. He's sharing all this stuff, but he's not, you know, taking the time to cultivate or maintain any relationships with anybody else, it seemed like. So I had to let him go. Sorry about that. I had to, it's just one of those things I just had to let go. It's, Again, there was no meaningful relationship there. But one thing that I want to talk about next week is somebody that I saw in one of the pictures that he posted. And, you know, I don't want to get into it right now because I'm getting towards the end of our time here together. But I just wonder about this person. Again, this is another person that I talked to maybe a total of maybe four times during our school career, and that's running from 7th grade to 12th grade. So we're looking at, what, 5 years, 6 years? Again, another person that in high school seemed to have it all. Popular, had everything pretty much handed to him on a silver platter, but over time, things have changed. But I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into that. I want to get into it next week. So just bear with me. But visit my blog. If you haven't visited my blog before, please do so. It's www.mattystribe, that's MattysTribe. .wordpress.com. I have an ebook review site as well, and you can go to maddiesebookreviews.wordpress.com. And of course, my main website that I honestly haven't touched in years and years and years, chronicled my weight loss from 2005 to 2008. You could check that out. It's www.iweighedmorethanjared.com. Even though I gained back about 150 pounds of the 250 that I lost, there's still a lot of good information on there. I am dealing with the mental blocks that has caused me to regain the weight. I'm fighting my way back, so things will progress forward. But there is a lot of good information and resources on that website. Again, that website is www.iweighedmorethanjared.com. So be sure to check that out. I think tonight I might take my bike, the bike that I got from my friend Aaron. I think I might take that over to the local bike shop, have them put on a new set of pedals and some pedal extenders to help me out a little bit more. And because the ones right now, they have cages on them, so it's not a good thing for me, especially with the way my leg is. I don't want to get locked in so that when I fall off the bike, I'm going to have something happen. So be sure to tune in next week for sure, because I want to talk about this topic that I'm coming up with, that I came up with. And again, I ran out of time today to be able to get in depth with it. But be sure to tune in next week to The Fattening of America. Again, this is Matty V saying we'll catch you next time on The Fattening of America audio podcast.